Good morning. This morning we have a visitor with us, Father Gregory Fleur, who is the admissions director at Helena College in Holy Cross, our school that, of course, gives us our education as clergymen to come out into parishes and to do that which we hopefully are able to do and by the will of God do with our Lord's strength. And he this morning is going to be offering the sermon, and after church you'll have an opportunity to meet Father Gregory in the coffee hour and to visit with him and to ask him any questions that you have and just to kind of pick his brain about things about the school and things like that. Father Gregory, nice to have you with us.
Good morning. So first, I'm going to, in about 12 minutes, I'm going to try to do what Father just said, and I want to just touch briefly on the gospel reading today, and even more briefly about Hellenic College, Holy Cross. But before my 12 minutes start, and before you click go, I have to first send you love and greetings from Father Tom Chininis, who is my proestamenos at my parish in Lowell, Massachusetts. And so he sends his love. I was classmates with Father Conan and Father Gregory Honholt. And so I really feel connected to the parish. This is my home metropolis, because I'm from Salt Lake City originally. So I feel like I've come home, and hearing the beautiful choir, because we don't do the four-part out there, so it's really beautiful to hear you. And finally, I grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan, and I'm not ashamed to admit that now that they're winning. So I had to get that all off my chest before we begin. Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's your part. I thought in the South I'd get a big amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. So, you know, how many of you, because I don't want to tell you how many times I've done this, but how many of you have received an invitation to something and come up with an excuse as to how not to go? It just happened to me the other day, and it's funny because it really depends on what you're being invited to, right? I mean, sometimes we'll get invited to a wedding of someone that we barely know, and we say, oh, you know, I've got a work thing that day, and I'm really sorry, you know. Or you'll get invited to a wedding of someone that you know very, very closely, and you immediately respond, yes, I'll be there, thank you. Or you get invited to a work function, and you're kind of going, oh, I guess I have to go to that one and make an appearance, but I would really much rather not. But if you got invited to the White House to be honored for something, you might make every effort to be there. You might say, wow, I'm being honored at the White House, and I'm going to get out of work. I'm going to get out of everything and go to the White House. And so it's really dependent upon how badly we want to be at the event. We'll really bend over backwards if it's something we want to be to. And so in today's epistle, Jesus is talking about a master who throws a feast, and he invites a group of people with invitations to a group of people, and they all, one after another, start making excuses. One says, oh, I just bought a field, and I gotta go out and check on the field, so please have me excused. And then another says, oh, I just bought 5 oxen, and I gotta go. You know how oxen are. I mean, if you're not right on them at the beginning, they're tough. So I please have me excused. And then another one says, I just got married, and I have a wife, and you know, right at the beginning, you gotta be real attentive to the wife, and so I'm gonna be, please have me excused. And they come up with all these excuses, and the servant comes back to the master and says, they're all bailing. Nobody's coming. So the master, in his frustration, he says, then go to under the highways, and on the street sides, and out, and bring anyone, the lame, bring the blind, bring anyone, because I desire my house to be full. I desire my table to be full and have people come in and receive. So he does that, or rather they say, actually, we've already done that. And he says, well, then go even further out and ask more and more so that my house is full. And this is a beautiful image. And I'd like to talk about what the feast means But just quickly, I want to say that Israel, the whole Old Testament is the story of Israel, God's chosen people, not responding to his call to come back to him. Because we all fell, you know, with the fall of Adam and Eve, and then with Israel, his chosen, and through the promise of Abraham and through Moses, the chosen ones are supposed to be the bride of God and to be faithful. And yet, throughout the Old Testament, time and time again, there is infidelity and there is unfaithful response to his call. And so this is the actual group that is being invited to the feast. But we could very easily, we the new Israel, can very easily apply it to us. So that's what I'd like to do, is I'd like to apply it to us, because all of Scripture is applied and applicable to us today. And so as the new Israel, we have been invited to this great feast. But what is the feast? Is it eternal life? Is it something that we can make excuses for until right before we die? Because we got time, right? So we'll make excuses until it's time. Or is it to come to church and receive? Or is it, what the feast? And who is the master? So I'd like to first say that the master is our God, and he's calling us to the feast. But the feast isn't a one-time occurrence that's going to happen in the future. The feast is something that is always happening. The feast is not in a place called the kingdom of God that is a bunch of majestic towers on a cloud someplace, a big palace on a cloud someplace that one day we will get to see, because God is everywhere present and filling all things. So where is this place? Where is this place that has the kingdom? It's here. It's everywhere, because God is everywhere. His kingdom is at hand. His kingdom is now. His kingdom is everywhere. So when we pray at the beginning of liturgy, blessed is the kingdom, we're not talking about a place. We're talking about the lordship and the reign of God. Blessed is the reign of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed it is when my Lord, when the one that lords over me is the Holy Trinity. So God is everywhere, present and filled all things, but there's only one place where he wills not to be, even though he's actually still there. But he's not Lord of me if I don't ask him to be Lord of me. If I become the Lord, if I am my own Lord and I serve my will and I do all the things that I want and I follow my commandments and my will be done, then although he is everywhere present and he's still here, he is not lording over me. I am lording over me. And he desires us to have the freedom to choose him or not choose him. So the feast is this eternal relationship with God. It is the body and blood that we are about to come to this feast and to actually receive and actually eat the body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, that then goes into our members and into our blood. We then leave this building and we go out. Do we leave him here or do we take him with us? When we go into our own little personal spheres of influence at the office or at school or wherever we are, is he still with us or are we back being Lord of ourselves? Are we participating of the fruits of virtue? Are we eating of the fruits of his grace and feasting on this constant gift, this constant feast, this constant banquet table that he offers us? And the degree to which we participate in this relationship is the degree by which we become partakers of him. We reflect him. You've all heard the cold iron rod being placed into a hot fire analogy, right? Our concept of becoming godlike is like the iron rod. We are cold iron, but when placed in the fire, what happens to the iron? It takes on the properties of the fire. It takes on the light of the fire. It takes on the heat of the fire. It takes on the color of the fire, but it remains iron. It never ceases being iron, and we will never cease being the created, but we can participate in our God now. When you look at these people all around you, by the way, I was here about 7 years ago, and I don't remember this being like this. This is fantastic. And look at all the halos around their heads. That is because the saints, those that are holy, are those that are partaking of his banquet. Those that were on earth were partaking of his banquet here and now, not just then. So I invite all of us, to be partakers of him. When you receive him today, take him with you. Be aware of his presence throughout each and every day. Remember him when you get in the car. Remember him when you arrive safely. Remember him when you eat the food that he gives you. Remember him when it is complete and you're done. Be aware of him just like as if you were a violinist and you were performing at a concert and the President of the United States or singing sits on the front row. Every note that you would be playing, you would be aware that someone important is right there, no matter which way direction you were facing. So as we go through about our day, be aware of the presence of God here. As we remember his birth, make a manger here, not just on your mantle, but here, and allow him to be here so that each and every day we partake of him more fully, and we partake of him through confession and the sacraments of the church more fully, so that we can eventually begin to glow his uncreated light here and now. And then instead of being in today's reading, instead of us being the excuse makers, we become the servants that deliver the invitations. We go out to the people with invites, and we say, come to the feast. Come and meet him. Come and know him. So may this be our daily effort. May we grow in him. May we partake of him more fully each and every day of our lives. Amen. And now, let me just 5 more minutes to tell you a little bit about Hellenic College Holy Cross. It is in Brookline, Massachusetts, and many people, myself included, when I got there, I thought I would see a lot of this and everyone wearing black. And that definitely is there, but of our 200 students that we have there, only a third of them are there studying for the priesthood. So it's been my job as the director of admissions to fly around the country and speak to all of you to try to raise a little bit of awareness that Hellenic College Holy Cross has three functions that it dedicates all of its time and effort to. First, and its original function, was preparing men for the holy priesthood in the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese, but now to many other jurisdictions. Second, to have a graduate school of theology for men and women to come and study and grow in their faith, leave with a master's degree, and come back to a parish and help serve in the parish as a chantor, or as a youth director, or as a parish assistant, or as a Sunday school teacher, or an educated parish council person that can help promote this vision toward the banquet. And third, and the one that most people don't know much about, is Hellenic College. We are an undergraduate liberal arts college. We offer business degrees, elementary education degrees, classics degrees, psychology degrees, English degrees, and religious studies degrees to men and women right out of high school. So our parish is this beautiful 200-person campus that goes to chapel twice a day, that just has this amazing bond. It's an amazing community, and yet there are three groups of people there studying for whatever it is that they're trying to leave with, all in a community of faith that is trying to participate in the banquet. So I will be available at a table in with a very wrinkled tablecloth, by the way. My tablecloth through my packing was really bad, so I apologize. I'll be at the wrinkled table and would love to answer more questions. For any of you that are high school age, please come see me. I have T-shirts and things to little gifts for you. And I'd love to tell you more about the college, the Graduate School of Theology, and the seminary so that you can go out and know that there's a place where we can send our young people that keeps the Orthodox faith front and center while they are working on their either their bachelor's or their graduate degrees. Thank you.